Welcome to Ebbets Field in Brooklyn, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Brooklyn Dodgers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Emil Verbin. Batting second. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting third. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Skeffing. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Schmitz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Johnny Schmitz. For the Brooklyn Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Billy Cox. Batting second. The second baseman, Jackie Robinson. Batting third. The shortstop, Pee Wee Reese. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Carl Furillo. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Tommy Brown. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gil Hodges. Batting seventh. The catcher, Roy Campanella. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Gene Hermansky. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Hatton. Pitching for the Brooklyn Dodgers, Joe Hatton. And now, play ball. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat bunts in front of the plate. Campanella fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Billy Cox batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cox takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Robinson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Cox moves to second. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin misplays the ball. That's an error on Verbin. Cox scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 1-0, Dodgers. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Furillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Reese moves to third. It's 2-0, Dodgers. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brown hits a line drive into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reese scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-0, Dodgers. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Campanella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hodges moves to second. Gene Hermansky batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hermansky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hodges scores. Campanella moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Dodgers. Bob Rush now pitching. Joe Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hatton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pavko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lowry hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Nicholson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nicholson is hit by the pitch. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Nicholson moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into right field. Hermansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cox hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Robinson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Skeffing and he is safe. Robinson steals second. Pee Wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verbin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Furillo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Furillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rush hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rush for the out. One out. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Verbin is 0 for 1 in the game. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 1 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pavko fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Campanella is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Campanella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andy Pavko is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Pavko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pavko takes first base on ball 4. Jeffcoat moves to second. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lowry is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowry hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Robinson catches it and throws to second with Reese covering, to double up Jeffcoat. Two outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Nicholson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gene Hermansky batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hermansky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hermansky takes first base on ball 4. Joe Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatton bunts towards first. Waitkus scoops it up and throws to first, with Verbin covering, for the out. Hermansky moves to second. One out. Billy Cox batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. Hermansky moves to third. Two outs. Jackie Robinson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hermansky scores. It's 5-0, Dodgers. Pee-wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Reese is 0-for-2 in the game. Reese hits a line drive to center field. Jeffcoat throws towards Verbin. Verbin fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Verbin. Robinson goes all the way around to score. Reese moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Dodgers. Carl Furillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Furillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Furillo hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Skeffing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox throws towards first. Hodges fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hodges. Skeffing is thrown out after the base hit. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley strikes out. One out. Clyde McCullough pinch hits for Bob Rush. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough hits a fly ball into center field. Furillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Emil Verbin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Verbin is 0-for-2 in the game. Verbin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Skeffing moves to second. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0-for-2 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Waitkus for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Jess Dobernik now pitching. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodges hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Campanella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campanella hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Dodgers. Gene Hermansky is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hermansky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hermansky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jeffcoat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into right field. Hermansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pafko hits a fly ball into center field. Ferrillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Lowry is 0-for-2 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hatton picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hatton. Lowry moves to second. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Nicholson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nicholson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Joe Hatton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cox strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Robinson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 7, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Skeffing is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Skeffing hits a pop-up towards short. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. Smalley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hermansky. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Gene Mock pinch hits for Jess Dobernik. Gene Mock is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Mock hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Verbin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Verbin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smalley scores. It's 7-1, Dodgers. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Waitkus is 0-for-3 in the game. Waitkus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Verbin moves to second. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jeffcoat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jeffcoat hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 7, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Tony Jacobs now pitching. Pee-wee Reese is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Reese is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reese strikes out. One out. Carl Furillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Furillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Furillo hits a line drive into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tommy Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a ball on the ground into left field. Lowry picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lowry. Brown moves to second. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hodges is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pafko is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Pafko hits a fly ball into center field. Furillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lowry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a fly ball into center field. Furillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Nicholson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Nicholson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hermanski throws the ball into Reese, who tags Nicholson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 7, and the Cubs 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Roy Campanella is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Campanella is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Campanella strikes out. 1 out. Gene Hermanski is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hermanski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hermanski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Dodgers. Joe Hatton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hatton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jacobs fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cox is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Cox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nicholson. Cox reaches second base with a double. Jackie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 8, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Skeffing is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Smalley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Clarence Maddern pinch hits for Tony Jacobs. Clarence Maddern is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Maddern hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smalley moves to second. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Reese fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Brooklyn Dodgers, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Ebbets Field in Brooklyn.